Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on our website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Friday!
Woo! What is it? It's Friday. Grab a can of beer.
Weekend's here. Grab a can of beer.
Well, no. That's Joe Ardinger's.
So
go with the grease man. It's Friday. It's golly gee, oh my day.
Yeah, but see, I'm more of like a Don and Mike guy. So it's
well to be technical.
Here.
So was I for a long time.
But it's weekends here. Grab a can of beer.
Okay. Yeah, power wash your deck. We've extended it. It is Friday and July 7th. Yes.
El 7 de julio.
And we're still thinking about July 4th.
Well, because Diego's here and...
Have a can of beer.
Yeah. And Diego, for some reason, pouty Diego's here. Like, you're like kind of bummed out.
Yeah, he does seem pouty.
I don't know
boy.
If you're upset at me. Last week left you. We were supposed to hang out on the 4th of July.
There was a lot of excitement.
It was a rooftop hotel deck. Like, it was the whole thing. I got no text, no call, no show from Diego on the 4th.
And also, I want to, as we're setting the table...
Yes.
The whole thing seemed odd that... He doesn't have enough money to have a cell phone this month, but he somehow reserved a hotel that faced the Capitol for the 4th of July.
Yeah.
I know you have connections, but still.
He works in the industry.
Yeah, he's a hotelier.
It's like someone that works in the bar industry could be like, oh, I only got 10 bucks, but I could drink all Sunday because I know every bartender that's working.
Yeah, I think the hotel difference is a little different than that. But still, the whole thing didn't seem like it was going to
work. Two questions.
Yeah.
A, right now. First, are you sad or mad at us?
I am really, really tired.
Why?
Because I stayed up all night.
Working?
Doing some stuff.
Working or
working. I finished some stuff
that?
For Pony.
I don't know if you can say that. Oh, you're working for Pony all night?
Not all night.
Pony,
but
you slave driver.
Yes.
I needed to get some stuff done.
Okay. That you waited last minute to do?
Yeah.
Okay.
What time did you start the Pony work?
Around midnight.
You know, you've got some strange hours.
It's not
son.
When you start something, son. That's when you finish it.
I know.
Yeah. Do you, though?
You pulled an all-nighter.
I did.
Okay, so now you're here sucking the energy out of us.
I'm sorry. I'm trying. I'm drinking. I have my red pill.
How about
my tea.
Sit up like a man with your chest out.
How can I with this chair? It sinks in so low.
And to be fair, he's not that tall to begin with. So
Diego, you can by engaging your abs and then sticking your chest out. Try that.
Yeah, put my butts on the ground.
Hey, you know what might be better? A lot of times if a disc jockey is delivering a low energy performance,
yes.
A PD will make them stand during
the show. You know what? Stand, you have to get your diaphragm up.
Yeah.
Come on, let's go. Stand up, pull that mic up like you're an adult.
We'll wait for you to stand.
Yep.
Oh, he is standing. Okay.
I am standing.
Stop. Don't be.
I like this. This feels nice.
Nice better, right?
Yeah.
Center of attention. Okay, so now.
And you can sit down during the promos.
Okay, great. Awesome.
Now that you're up and about, right, that you're doing your thing.
Yes.
And by the way, I think Ashley's giving you her chair because you're such a chair snob.
Yeah.
She
I'm
can
not
actually
a chair
engage
snob.
Her abs.
He doesn't need a chair. He's going to be standing.
Two things. Can you turn down my headphones a little bit? I don't know how they got so much louder now.
Okay.
Thank you. And then the second is, Diego, address what happened on the 4th. Because we had this whole thing about hanging out.
Yeah.
And then
there's going to be you and a whole bunch of people in
a
hotel.
If you're not mad at me
and
we didn't hang out on the 4th, what gives?
All right. First of all, I booked the room for DC the week before. So on Thursday, the
you
week
before. You had plans to make plans.
It was a very spontaneous booking.
Yes.
I said, I'll book it because I just realized I had the week off. If I don't make it, I don't make it. I'll cancel it. But let me just
at least
book it.
What's in your hand?
It's a stress ball from the hotel.
Okay.
Because I'm so tired.
I'm sorry, man. Yeah, just keeping you up.
Yeah.
Like a kitten with a little ball.
That's right.
It helps.
Yes. Okay.
Pony
so
the slave driver.
Can we stop interrupting him and let him tell the story?
Yeah, I'm sorry. You know what? I was distracted.
So
please.
When we talked about the hotel room on Friday after the show, I had a listener
last
reach out
week.
To me
yeah.
last week. he asked if I wasn't using the room, if he could use it, because he had a friend that was coming back from Afghanistan for the Independence Day.
Oh, we played the old, got a friend coming in from Afghan.
Yeah, and Patriot card.
Well,
yeah.
It worked. Yeah. It worked, especially on Independence Day. That's the day those things work.
Yes.
So I did that.
So you gave away your room.
Yes, I gave away my $40 room.
Was it a girl and a guy or a guy and a guy?
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Okay. Was there hot international independent sex going on in the room?
I don't know.
Did
I wasn't
you set
there.
Up GoPros for later viewing?
Hey, I'm just there to rake in the points. Oh. They stay in the room. I keep the points.
Ah, the old, hey, mom, can I get gas on my credit card, but use your money?
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Ah, did you get $40 from them?
No, I got nothing.
So you actually... They didn't pay for
the room?
I mean, they paid for their room, yeah. But okay, I mean, I didn't get extra money.
No, no, you shouldn't.
Well, that's why
I didn't lose anything.
You're not a patriot. Yeah. You're giving that away.
He's getting less and less patriotic all the
time. So, what did you do for the 4th if you didn't hang out in the hotel room or call me?
Do your people observe the 4th of July?
Stop we do.
It. Jeez.
Especially when we're trying to make a good impression here in the United States. That's definitely. We're definitely trying to.
What is your heritage again?
Hispanic. My parents are from El Salvador.
El Salvador. Salvador.
That means
yes.
The Salvador.
Yeah. The El Salvador, yeah.
Okay, so you gave away your prized hotel room to a veteran.
Not prized, but yeah. I would
it was prized in my eyes.
I would get some good karma points
okay,
from
so
this.
That's one. You're very kind. Yep. I think everybody should be more like Diego. Two, okay. Why don't you call your boy Fantana?
Yeah, because you know what? Sometimes telling someone that something's not going to happen is even more important than telling them that it is
no
going
call,
to happen.
No call, no show.
That's half right. of me was expecting that text from Oscar saying, hey, you still coming through? And I'll be like, yeah.
Okay, I'm the hot chick. You text me.
Yeah.
Honestly, I had no gas money. Tuesdays are my brokest days of the week because
so
I get paid on Wednesdays.
So you had so little gas in your car that you couldn't call Oscar.
I could probably have called him, but I was sleeping all day. I had worked the audit shift over at the hotel, so I was very, I was recovering still
so
from the
weekend.
So
is it that you were sleepy or that your phone didn't work or that you had no gas?
All of it. It was the perfect storm.
It was
for
just
me
too
now.
Much.
Yeah. Yeah. And if that had been the plot of the perfect storm, I don't think
bad.
It would have been a very good
it
movie.
It was an imperfect storm.
I want to adopt Diego because you shouldn't be living week to week at this point in your life.
I am for the time being only because I have a lot of expenses.
What
to
if
cover.
You cut out the reefer?
It's not that, but.
Do you
I mean,
get
I'm
credit?
Sure
like, what do you have, 30-day terms with your dealer? How does that work?
Well, the more you buy, the less you spend.
You buy in bulk. It's the Costco model.
Yeah. Of course. And if he punches your pot leaf 10 times,
yes,
your next ounce is
you
free.
A free baggie.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. He saves by rolling his own joints.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
Okay. But the idea that you're living week to week, dollar to dollar, right?
Mm-hmm.
If you cut out that weed that you bought more of to save more, wouldn't that allow you to have a little more money to live?
Of course.
Okay. I'm just hypothetical.
Yeah. And also, if you quit giving it away at the hotel.
Only once, Rob.
That is alleged.
We won't talk about that.
That's
okay,
simply
so again, to clarify
a fairy tale.
And button this up,
right.
You don't hate us.
No.
You're tired.
It was a tough week. It was a tough day.
You're broke.
I'm broke. My day off just happened to coincide with a holiday, and I just hate when that happens because everyone else is off, so I can't do anything.
I tell you what,
screw you over.
What will really perk things up, Diego, give us a 4th of July patriotic message.
Hola, mi nombre es Diego. I would like to say to you, happy 4th of July, even though it is July 7th. Yeah, I got nothing. I'm sorry.
That was good.
Yeah.
That was pretty good, man. You started out hot.
You did. Red hot. Red hot. Like a rocket.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. Like a hot tamale.
Yeah.
Hey, he finished strong. Let's rescue him. Let's start the show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaraShow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I had a dog for many, many years, and he was my best friend, and I was always talking to him. Whenever I was home, I was talking to him. And then he died, and I stopped talking to him. Makes sense. Or does it? I don't know. I mean, does that really make sense? He's just as much a part of the conversation now in a box on my desk. I stopped talking to myself because there wasn't a dog in the room. That's crazy. So now I have a new dog, Mary. I rescued her, or I like to think she rescued me. I don't know which is the less way of putting it, but...
That's right. Get up and move.
The Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, here's Rob.
That's right!
Tight, bright, totally out of sight. Live from the Pfeiffer Studios in our nation's capital, this is The Mike O'Mara Show. The Mike O'Mara Show is a worldwide podcast and radio show with loyal listeners who get it. And if you're here, you are in the know. We are on air, on demand, and heard 24/7 on the new TMOS app. Update it now and get our show all day, every day. It's awesome. You can reach out and reach us at 888-920-MORE. That's 888-920-6673. The Mike O'Mara Show is on now. And you know what's great about Mike O'Mara? He's a two-bed guy.
Oh, my God. Two-bed guy.
He has a Sleep Number bed in Florida, and he has a Sleep Number bed in Maine, where he is summering,
and
because it's that important to him.
He's been a Sleep Number customer for over 20 years.
That's right. And the good folks at Sleep Number have introduced the most amazing bed ever. It's the new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed, designed for your best possible sleep. Now, like all their beds, Sleep Number's 360 Smart Bed lets you choose your ideal firmness and support on each side of the bed.
Oh, yeah.
So you and your partner, it's like you get your own mattress. And now, with responsive air technology, this bed senses your every move and automatically adjusts to you so you sleep with 100% comfort throughout the night. Fact, Oscar did not know this, most people fall asleep faster if your feet are gently warmed. And now, the Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed can pre-warm each side of the bed so it's just right for both of you. Yes. Does your bed do that? No.
No, I've got a lazy bed.
Pony, yeah. You know what? You have a dumb bed.
I have a dumb bed.
Yeah, you do.
I do.
The Sleep Number bed also costs about the same as a traditional mattress and lasts twice as long. And 91% of Sleep Number owners recommend it to others. Mike O'Mara's Sleep Number is an 85. Carla's is a 65. And I spoke to Mike last night. His Sleep IQ score, a strong 95. And he feels great. It's time to meet the bed that could only come from Sleep Number. The 360 Smart Bed. It's the only place you'll find it is Sleep Number. Now is a great time to come in during the lowest prices of the season, where you can save $500 to $700 on their most popular 2016 beds. Just go to any of the 550 Sleep Number stores nationwide. Call 800-511-0061 or visit sleepnumber.com to find a Sleep Number store near you. And be sure to tell them that Mike O'Mara sent you.
Bam.
Did I ever tell you about my dog and the Sleep Number bed?
No.
My parents had a Sleep Number bed. They've had it forever because they last forever.
Yeah.
And our dog was such a little comfort wuss. Like, she had to have everything.
Oh, snobby.
Just a total snob.
Snooty.
In the morning, my dog would jump up onto the bed when mom was leaving, and the dog would stand there and stare at her until she came in and put the Sleep Number down to like 35, and then the dog would lay down. Like, even dogs can figure out that
that's great.
That is great.
Yeah. Such
smart beds.
Comfy.
Yeah, and we've got dumb beds, and that's a smart
bed. I totally
bed.
Forgot about that
That
story.
Is great. That's awesome. Now, Mike is not here. Mike will be back on Monday, which
Monday,
is awesome.
Monday, people. Monday.
But it doesn't mean we don't have a full house today. We are rich with interns, and one of them back from Japan.
Woo!
Yay! Woo! Emmy, of course, we have the most well-traveled interns that in the middle of a brief internship can take a week and fly to the Orient.
It's wonderful to be young and have like such a
flexibility
with your schedule and the opportunity to travel is just awesome. When she said she was going to Japan, I was like, you know, wait a second, you're going to Japan?
Yeah, you're like not like Japan, Ohio.
Yeah.
Well, which means good morning in Japanese.
When someone says they're going to like Williamsburg, I'm like, that's about right.
Yeah, that's about right. Another summer in Jamestown.
Yes.
Wonderful.
Yes.
Enjoy the recreations.
But Japan is awesome.
Yeah. How was the trip?
It was very good. Thank you for asking.
I went to go see the boyfriend.
Yes.
Right?
Brought him something very important.
Yeah. What don't they have in Japan that you had to smuggle into the country?
They do not have Oreos or any Oreo equivalent.
Yes.
So he was really jonesing
for them. That surprises me.
So.
Why does it surprise you, Pony?
I don't know. They love American
Snatch.
Sweets. I could see them having something like an Oreo.
Yeah. Or the Oreo cookie. But it would be weird, though. Wouldn't it be like
a green tea?
A fish Oreo?
Not a fish Oreo.
Something like that over there.
Emmy, your trip, a quick trip to Japan, right? No one just goes
for
a week.
7 days?
Yeah, it was just a week.
What's how long does it take to get there?
It took me about 20 hours.
Okay.
Yeah.
Got a lot of Netflix. What's an international flight like? Movies, books?
Yeah, movies and like trying to sleep in awkward positions.
Did you do the crossword puzzle in the in-flight magazine? Did you read the What is Sky Mall? Mall? Yeah, did you buy a marshmallow gun on Sky Mall?
No, unfortunately not.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any? What's your top three go tos in Japan since you were there for a brief amount of time, but you got a chance to check things out, I imagine.
I would say the vending machines were a big hit with me, just because they had so many weird things in them.
What do they have in them?
Okay, yeah, it was a lot of drinks. So I found bubble tea in vending machines. I found curry randomly in a vending machine. There was a liquid milkshake, which was the best milkshake I've ever had.
I don't want to spoil this, but you know what Mac talks about?
Used panty vending machines.
Since Mac is not here, I thought he'd want to weigh in.
You didn't see that, did you?
No, I did not.
Thank God. But the milkshake was delicious.
You're in a classier part of town. What
Mac was slumming.
Why do you think the culture has so many varieties of vending machines?
Don't know. Apparently, it's like $1 billion a year industry in Japan.
Yeah. There goes Mac.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I mean, there are machines. I mean, like pachinko machines and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. They love mechanical things, right? And I say they, not to be dismissive.
No, I should say
the Japanese culture really enjoys mechanical machines.
Yeah, it's
and
kind
things
of like a show aspect to it.
Yeah. Now, are they like in courts? Are they everywhere? Are they centralized? When you see these vending machines, how are they set up?
They're pretty much, it's just one per like block, honestly, with different stuff.
But is it like Coke? Pepsi.
They do have Coke. I did not see Pepsi.
Okay,
I'm going.
Are they random vending machines, or are they like, if anybody's ever been to any sort of like owner operator gas station where they have like just a plethora of electronics that have no names?
Drinks.
Chargers.
Yeah, exactly.
Chargers.
Yeah.
So is it more of like food, drinks, soups? Curry, or is it all mixed up or jumbled?
It's mostly drinks.
Oh,
yeah,
cool.
And they also have like cigarette vending machines too.
Nice.
Now, do you speak any Japanese?
Very little.
Does your boyfriend?
Yes.
Now, did you spend any time out on the town by yourself? Or were you always with the mister?
No. For the first day, he had class, so I went out in the morning by myself.
Now, when you did that, as an American, how were you received and how were you able to communicate? How did it
was
go?
Was anything like that one story arc in Girls where Shoshana lives in Japan?
Exactly. That's what I was thinking, but I didn't want to bring it up.
Or when Carrie went to Japan.
Yes. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Well, I think there was maybe some of that, too.
Some kind of arc.
Oh, my God. Pony, that was a deep cut and that burned.
Yeah.
For those of you show historians, that was the meanest thing Pony's ever said on this show.
Can you get some ice for that?
You can't cut it out now.
Not after we back reference it.
Man, God. Emmy, I'm not even going to explain it
to
you.
No, not
worth
it.
Please continue.
No.
Yes.
Okay, yeah, no. It wasn't that bad. The only thing I had difficulty with is you're not supposed to hand over money with your hand, put it on a tray. And it took me a while to understand that.
Is it a sign of disrespect? Or
I think so.
Okay.
I'm not entirely sure. What
did you know that, Pony?
No, there are a lot of really interesting rules like that. And there are other things that have to do with respect. Like, they'll never say no at a store. Like, they won't say no, they don't have something.
How do you know? Have you been to Japan?
Because I read a lot about it. I want to go to Japan. Yeah. I really want to.
It's nice that one of your interns went, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I like that.
She went on a whim for a week.
I know.
What else outside of the vending machines?
That was cool in Japan?
Yes.
Yeah.
I will say the cat cafes were kind of cool. I didn't get to go into one. Because
now, how many ways do they serve cat?
No.
No. They don't eat them there.
Oh.
It's like the cat cafe in Georgetown where you can go and pet cats.
Oh, and pet cats.
Yeah.
Right.
Did you go in?
No, my boyfriend's allergic to cats, but it's very tragic. So we actually were looking into the window of one for 5 minutes, and then a lady who worked in there closed the blinds on us because we weren't coming in.
Oh,
No pay, no looky.
Exactly.
No,
yes.
That's right. On your way, nothing to see here. You tried to pay, but there was no tray. And they wouldn't take the money. So how many cat cafes are there? Is that a popular thing?
Do you see
thing?
A lot of them?
It's like
it's
Starbucks?
A popular thing. I don't think they're as common as Starbucks, but also some of them are really cool because they also have owls. So it's like cats.
Oh, stop.
And owls.
I don't like owls. I don't want to hear about it. I don't like owls.
Why? You can't even talk about it?
They're a carnivorous bird. It's the worst thing.
You're an adult. Yeah, like you can talk about it. What are the owls doing?
They're just there. They're
friendly. Are they just staring at you? Can you pet them?
I don't think you can pet them, but you can take pictures like right next to them.
Oh, I would love to do
and
that.
And then they peck your eyes out.
Can you imagine the flashback on a flash on the eyes of owls? It like you really
probably hurt their eyes.
Yeah.
No,
well,
no.
These
I'm
are professional
saying,
photographers.
I'm talking about like the mirrors. Like they're so huge.
Yeah, they have eyes like drinking Oscar.
I get owl eyes.
You do get owl
when
eyes.
I'm hammered, saucers.
Yeah, the saucer eyes.
What? Okay, so you've got the owl slash cat cafes.
Yep.
You've got the vending machines. Is there a destination that if a tourist goes or you're on a layover, you have to go to?
Yeah. So I made the bad mistake. I chose to go to a garden like when it was raining outside. My boyfriend was like, you can choose anywhere you want to go. And I was like, outside.
Yes.
In the pouring rain.
Yeah, the black rain.
Black rain.
Yeah.
So we visited the East Imperial Gardens, which were really cool. It was by the Imperial Palace.
Okay.
But then if you're looking
everything there sounds like a Chinese restaurant, doesn't it? The Imperial
no.
Palace?
That, no, that is the Rube American U.
Yes.
Like, you're like, oh my God, I wonder what type of wontons they have there.
I have a number 14, no MSG.
Yes.
Yeah, well, just
do
keep
you like
it real.
Charlie Chan?
I do. He was very clever. I'm sorry. So he went to the Imperial Gardens.
Yeah, but I will say that probably the cooler tourist spot, which is good for all weather, is the Tokyo Sky Tree, which is the highest lookout point in Tokyo.
Oh, neat.
Yeah.
Very cool. So,
do you have to pay to go in, or is it all?
You do have to pay.
How expensive is Japan?
Honestly, not that expensive. The
really?
Food was very affordable, and like I had a place to stay, which was nice.
Yeah.
Is it crowded? Does it feel crowded?
No, because it's very spread out.
Well, my experience with international travel is limited to Europe. And I did find when I was in France, Parisians, the people of Paris, are rude. But the further you get away from the heart of the country, they're friendlier. And we felt more embraced. Were you
Are they rude or they were just to you?
Probably
were you
just
to me.
Do
you have baguettes, the French ones?
Well, yeah. I was wearing a...
Bonjour.
Maybe it was my American flag shirt I was wearing and the helmet that holds two cans of beer. I don't know.
I'm here for the beer fest.
No, but I mean, consistently, it's ruder
culture
in the city than it is outer.
Yeah, I bet.
And I'm just wondering, did you feel embraced? Did you feel excluded? What is the feeling as an American in that foreign country?
I didn't really feel acknowledged in any way unless I was buying something from
really?
Someone.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was
so distant a little.
Yeah, a little
but
not
unfriendly?
Bit, but not
okay.
No. Yeah.
That's
well, was your boyfriend staying like in a hostel or like was he being...
Great movie.
Was he being like housed as an exchange student by a family? Or?
He has a monthly apartment. Like he'll pay for it monthly. It's a little tiny apartment.
A little
though.
Guy.
Yeah. Mm.
Yeah. Sleep in a drawer.
No, but like your bed, what does he have his bed in a drawer and he like changes out the room?
No,
what
he,
movie
I
is
mean,
it where the it's like an 80s movie? And this is, I think
Seinfeld.
Rob, is it Seinfeld?
Yeah,
oh my god, he has them all in drawers.
Yes,
Kramer,
yes,
oh my god, that's what it is.
And they bring him oranges.
Damn, an idiot.
That it is means
the best
good luck.
Episode ever, man.
So great. Now, the most important question whenever someone travels, I always ask this, did you bring us a present?
Yes, I did.
Yay!
Yes,
you
did?
Yes,
oh
I
my
did.
God, so nice, so classy.
Yeah, I brought some candy for y'all. So
nice.
Oh, I love it. Japanese candy tastes like fish. Yeah.
So Kodichiwa. Here it is. It's supposed to be like soda candy.
Oh, let's do it.
Pony, you do the like distribution, and what can you make of it because you are our Japanese guy?
It says super happy fun soda candy.
He does not say that.
I can't read Japanese.
Well, I know, but I thought maybe you could decode something.
I think it's kind of sad that you've never, like, you want to go, you just never been.
Yeah.
Well, it's you know how hard it is when you work in radio
yeah,
to travel.
I get it. But if we somehow got you a way to go, right? Like
yeah.
we figured that out and we just told you to kick rocks and roll. Like you would go?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay.
I would think that would be really cool.
I'm
and
sure
live
we
reports.
That out.
Do they have internet there?
Yeah.
Tony loves internet.
Wi-Fi. Hey, how fast is the Wi-Fi? They have WiMAX there.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh, you didn't sign up for it?
I don't really.
You
know
probably don't
that
have
is.
7 days.
No, she was going for the gardens. I got lemon, I think.
I got cola flavor.
Okay, let's give it a try.
All right. How about you go first and then I'll take mine.
It's hard candy. And it's very tart.
It's tart?
Very
if
tart.
If you got
lemon.
Lemon, you're good.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone? Ashley, what did you pick? A lemon as well?
I got lemon.
Okay.
Too.
Tart, right? Not as sweet as an American candy.
What did you.
It's tart, but it's weirdly sweet.
Mm.
It looked like it was almost like gum.
Mm.
Maybe there's a filling.
Like a blow pop?
Yes.
It's got a blow pop exterior.
Yeah, it's like a blow
hard
pop
candy.
Without a stick.
So
yeah,
here's
yeah,
what
yeah.
I'm going to do. I'm going to bite into it and see if we get
don't lose a molar. Ah! So painful, and it sounded painful.
You gotta isolate that.
You know what's sad? That wasn't the candy breaking.
God.
No, there's no filling.
It's not too bad.
They're solid.
What do you got, Pony?
I got blue, I'm assuming raspberry. It's pretty good. It's pretty good. I mean, it's still like a lollipop.
Pretty
basically.
Good.
Okay.
Pretty good.
And
pretty
Diego? Good.
I got cola.
Does it taste like cola?
It does, actually, but it has that weird sour taste to it, though.
Mm. Mm. Oh, my God. You got a soda.
Yeah.
I'm a professional, and I'll drink it later. Or eat it later. It does taste like... This tastes like Coca-Cola.
That's cool.
No kidding.
Yeah.
And mine, it's fizzy, too.
Save me another red for after the show.
Mine tastes like a root canal.
Is it too big for anybody else's mouth?
I don't even want to answer that question.
Yeah. I think we're all handling it just fine. You live a different life.
Remember how Oscar said he was a professional? Let's emphasize that.
Yes.
I had a most
thank you, Emmy, by the way.
Yeah, beautiful story. Mm-hmm. And thank you. I had a miraculous adventure yesterday.
Let's do it.
Talk about it when we come back. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Hello, Mike O'Mara here with a young hip promo for all you kids on the beach. LOL #TMOS. LMAO, hashtag the wave. Also emoji and fidget spinner. Rob, what does that mean?
I don't know, Mike.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show on 97.1 The Wave, your beach station.
Fidget spinners. Kids love them. Cornerstone First Financial is fantastic. They are not only our neighbors here at the World Broadcast Center, but they helped Oscar secure his home.
Yes.
And they treated him like a king. And if you're thinking about buying a house, listen up. Rates are still low and inventory is low. So you need to get fast approval. That's the way you get the edge over the competitors. And make no mistake, when you're out there buying a house, other people are trying to buy the same house. You got to move quick to get what you want. Our friends at Cornerstone First Financial will be able to get you through the finance process quickly and easily and at the best rate possible. Here's Oscar to tell you more so I can swallow.
Listen, people, you don't know what you have until you ask.
That's right.
Information is power. I know that sometimes this could be daunting and it really could be intimidating. Cornerstone First Financial will make sure that you get all the answers you need. Make the call, write in, check the banner on MichaelMaraShow.com, whatever you need. They will take care of you. They'll tell you, look, you've got the perfect opportunity. You've got equity. These are how low the rates are. We can actually do this. They'll give you the roadmap to whatever you need, and they'll do it for free because that's the type of people they are.
Yeah.
They'll give you your options, and that's what everybody needs.
And you need to know what your next step is. Yeah. And also keep in mind, interest rates are now at levels we haven't seen since November, so now is the time to lock in a low rate before they go up again. So check it out. Click their banner on our website or call Cornerstone First Financial 202-625-1221. Mention TMOS and receive a free appraisal at closing.
See, there you go.
Cornerstone First.
Can't beat that.
Cornerstonefirst.com/TMOS or call 202-625-1221. Licensed in Maryland, D.C., Virginia, and Florida. Cornerstone First Financial. Personal attention from application to closing.
Boom,
and
bam.
Good guys. So, Carrie is selling everything we own.
Yeah, what's the story with your furniture situation? Because you were hoarding for, I think, 2 years.
Well, no, we weren't ever hoarding.
Didn't you guys have, like, all this furniture in your garage?
Well, there's...
That she was trying to resell, but nothing
was
selling.
And she eventually... The garage right now is clear of everything.
It is! Congrats!
Except a shirt folding machine that may or may not have been liberated when Carrie left retail.
Yes.
And so if you need a shirt folding machine, hit me up. Pony@MikeOMaraShow.com.
Yeah, Pony Boy.
Yes. Pony Boy Pony at MikeOMaraShow.com. And we will get that. But
he's our gatekeeper.
What happened is this, is that Carrie has never liked our dining room furniture, but I wanted to keep it in the family. We finally found a way to give it to someone else in the family so it could stay in the family and Carrie wouldn't have to have furniture she didn't like, okay?
There is this wonderful lady on WTOP, the local news station here, right?
Right.
And she was talking about summer cleanup and hoarding and top 10 hoarder situations. And one of the top three was this family heirloom bit.
Yeah.
Where everybody thinks that something's worth something.
Yeah.
But nobody wants
it. Well,
it.
Here's the deal. It's not a financial thing. It's an emotional thing.
Yeah, but she talks about that.
Yeah.
Like the investment you have, the next generation may not, especially these millennials, unless they're desperate,
right,
may not have that same.
I know that I would be persona non grata in the family if I had sold this stuff.
What did you sell?
So what we did is a china cabinet, I should say, and a buffet
china
table and a seating for 10. Yes. A maple.
A china cabinet, though, these days.
Not fashionable.
Well, I don't even know anybody that displays their china in my life.
So I sold, sold it to my cousin, Stephen, for a dollar.
A dollar.
And he took it away.
He needed the furniture.
Yeah, he needed the furniture for a house.
Make it into a bar.
And so he's going to turn it down. Firewood.
Yeah.
And so he took that out. So we've got basically a dining room that's empty right now. So Carrie goes on to the Craigslist and buys this unit. And I'll show you a photo of
Craigslist, the sweatiest handshake around.
Yeah, and it's called mid-century modern.
You don't want to kill it. You don't want to kill the person or them kill you.
It's a bookshelf unit that is essentially from the 1960s.
It's actually beautiful.
Yeah. And it's a nice, nice piece.
It's modern on top. It's got doors on the bottom.
And what's cool about it is Carrie said, you know what? That's a good place.
Can you put that up as the show pick?
Yeah, yeah. Please? She said, that's a
Tradio.
Good. You can set up your dad's record player up there. And I said, that's great because we need a fourth working phonograph in our home.
Yeah.
But this will bring music on vinyl to the main level of the house.
Yeah.
And you would have been...
a Bluetooth speaker could do that as well.
Yes. But not on vinyl.
I get it, but I'm just...
And we have a Bluetooth hooked up, you jerk. The Bluetooth speaker is actually inside a 1940s radio.
Yeah, but the idea, and this is how old-fashioned... And it's actually... Look, I know that people listening to this are probably like, that's such a great idea. But when I see hipsters and guys like you.
And I have a defense prepared, but go ahead.
When are we going to put the record player? And I'm like, yeah, I'm into records. I get it, right?
Right.
Like I have one right now at the Big O and Duke studio that's laid out. And we've got Will Smith's Switch, the record itself.
That's
on there,
the
right?
one I listened to this morning.
But the idea that the furniture you're buying is... It's like the closer is the record player will fit on the top shelf.
Well, the thing is,
blows my mind.
We were back and forth. We're trying to buying something like this or restoring an old console stereo, like from the 60s or 70s.
Yeah.
So this made more sense because it was cheaper.
It's a conversation piece.
And it's my dad's record player. I talked to him about it last night.
What Techniques?
No, it is a
Marantz
Dual.
What's Dual?
Dual with an Audio Technica what is it? I can't think of United Audio Plinth.
Ooh.
With a dual engine inside.
Okay.
And I talked to my dad. He said, I think I got it when
12
you were,
cylinder.
Like when you were two.
Uh-huh.
So it's about 44, 45 years old. And I hooked it up and it played great for a little while. And then like me on some mornings, it just lost its left side. There was nothing. The left channel gone.
Stroking out.
And then both channels went. And it ceased working, but it did turn. So mechanically it was sound. So I did some research and I found a place in Falls Church. I'm not going to reveal the name of the place because the information that follows may be slightly sensitive.
Okay.
And I called him. He did not answer because...
Is it Pinball Pete?
It is not Pinball Paul.
Oh, that's okay.
Pinball Pete is arch enemy.
Yes.
So,
sidebar, Rob has like a specialist that comes out to fix his jukebox.
House calls on jukebox.
Yes.
Well, a jukebox weighs 900 pounds.
And there's this guy called Pinball Pete. Paul that comes out and takes care of it.
And he also doesn't always return calls. I think it's something about people that repair things.
Well, they also don't have a lot to do, so they're like, oh, I'm going to miss a call. That guy's going to call anyways because no one else does what I do.
So
it's like, if it's important, I'll get to it when I have time.
I call the guy. I send an email service request that describes the problem. He says he can do it.
I would have pitched that thing like as soon as the left side went.
Hey, you know what? My dad said that's probably what he probably wanted to do when he gave it to me. It's been in my closet for 20 years.
Okay.
So I take it into this guy yesterday, find this, but it's about a block and a half from the State Theater.
Okay.
You can see
it's
the
in
State
Falls Church.
It's in Falls Church. Yeah. So I'm just putting it in perspective for you. I go in and my jaw drops. It is a room three times as big as our studio that is literally stacked floor to ceiling with audio components from the 1970s and 60s. Record players, studio.
Who knew there was a business for that?
I know. And he's got reel-to-reels and old tuners and amps. And
but you were in heaven.
Oh, it was glorious. Yeah. And I took a deep breath and it smelled like burnt dust on tubes. My favorite smell in the world when you fire up an old audio piece of equipment.
I don't know what that smells like.
It just smells like...
burnt hair.
Yeah, but it's a great smell. It's
dust on tubes.
Yeah, dust on tubes, because when the tubes get hot, the dust burns.
I never knew that.
Yeah, well, you're a transistor guy. That's your deal.
Well, now I'm a Bluetooth guy.
Well, yeah, but before that you were a transistor.
Gives no
there's
smell.
Still an amp.
No involved. Smell. But well, there's no smell in what I listen to.
Quote him on that.
Yes.
His odorless music. So there's a guy in front of
I don't
of
know
him.
Like this calming effect that you're talking about.
It is... if I had to rank it, it's one of my favorite smells in the world, top three, because it means that a classic piece of audio equipment is warming up.
We are so different.
I'm we the, are.
Like, I love the but new car smell.
Cousins.
It's like the smell of like, old electronics, basically. Yeah,
so I go
like,
in.
Like your grandfather's basement.
Well, no, that's a little more dank.
Okay.
If you want to use the word dank, it's a good use for it. And there's a guy behind the counter. It's obviously the guy that I had contact with, because he makes me look slim.
Turntable Tom?
Yes, Turntable
Tom. Skee-ball Steve, I think.
Okay.
And he's got long hair and not much on top and a flannel shirt. And this is a guy that knows record players. You can tell it from a mile away. But he's talking to a guy in a suit. And I said, oh, okay. And their conversation stops when I come in. I say, hi, are you Turntable Ted? He says, yes, I am. And he says to the guy in the suit, can you excuse me while I deal with this gentleman? He said, okay. And I put the record player down, and he does some immediate like checks. He spins it, checks the tone arm, asks me what
I want done.
And he says, I'm so glad you brought this in. And I said, why? He says,
now I have a customer.
He says, now I have a purpose.
My Saturday was empty until now.
I've got you slated in for a 6:50.
Yes.
No, he said, this is in considering a really nice shape. He said, you know, after about 40 years, the lubrication on it tends to gum up. It almost turns to glue. Mm. So it's going to need to be re-lubed. But he said, looking at the construction of this.
This is getting gross.
Yeah.
Keep in mind, the guy in the tie is there, so I don't feel threatened yet. he said, do you know that if you were to find a turntable with this kind of workmanship nowadays, it would cost between $5,000 and $6,000.
Oh, my God.
Because of the quality of
but
it.
But you have
the
to
day.
Find the rube to pay for that.
Well, yeah, I'm not saying I would pay that, but I'm just saying. So he said, I said, it's worth the restoration. He said, absolutely.
You totally got bamboozled. That guy said that same line to everybody.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
He could have said,
I'm just going to charge you two for something that's worth six.
Well, no, I mean, I'm going to get out of there for under $200, which is, you know.
You could buy a new turntable for 50.
Yeah, but not a good one. Not a good one.
Who says? I would love someone to compare the components of a 2017 turntable to the components of your 40-year-old turntable, and I bet you if you looked at component to component, the technology has actually grown to a level where it would be a better, more stable.
I disagree because you're based on a technology that stopped evolving in 1960.
It didn't need to.
It didn't need to. So you've got something, and also now what you're looking at is something that has got pieces that can be repaired, restored, and maintained, as opposed to a Crossley that you buy at Walmart that you throw away.
You can't even open
it. When you're done. So anyway, that aside, it was my dad's turntable.
Bunch of snobs in this
room. Very excited to get it fixed. And I said, that's great. Call me when it's done. And I don't want to nerd out too much.
I think it's too late for
But that. I said to the guy, can I look around?
Yes.
And he said, nerd out all you want, touch anything you want. There's another room of equipment across the way. I said, cool. And so
what's like Pulp Fiction.
He started to unbutton his shirt. I'm looking at all the equipment, and this is where this thing gets weird, is the guy with the tie comes back over, and he says, so can we continue now? And Turntable Ted says, yeah. And he says, so, and he mentions a name. He says, let's say it's Adrian. It's not. He says, would you trust Adrian with government secrets?
Ooh.
And the guy says, well, it depends on the secrets. He says,
I hate this going on.
And I'm lifting lids and, you know,
this is a fascinating story, but the people that are answering depends on the secret.
I know. Well, he's obviously, this is not a guy that you want to go to
what
for
a
the
loser.
He says, do you think Adrian has anything in his past that's blackmailable? And I realize what's happening is some guy that used to work with Turntable Ted is having his government clearance checked by having an interview in this dusty record store and in front of me. It's so not right to do a security clearance rube walking around turning radio
knobs. You can get low-level clearance at that level. I see what you're saying, right?
Yeah, but
you,
I mean,
have you ever had this conversation with other... I've probably been like a...
Well, I've been interviewed for people.
I would say six or seven clearance conversations,
okay,
right? And I remember the first one I had was at a very young age. I would say maybe I was 23.
Okay.
And it was like, I don't know the logistics into the clearance. I just know this guy didn't get it.
Right.
And probably one of the most trustworthy friends I ever knew, even as a kid. Like, wouldn't do anything wrong.
So that's what's easy. That's an easy conversation.
Yeah, but he didn't get it.
Okay.
And I don't know why. It might have been because they asked if he had smoked weed, and we definitely smoked trash bags of weed when we were kids.
Right.
And I was like, I don't recall him inhaling. You know what I mean?
Not to the best of my recollection.
Like, no, we didn't roll a blunt up each week. That right. type of situation.
Sure, sure.
Yeah. I think I might have messed that up for him, but everyone else I know got clearance.
Yeah, and it's really tough because you invariably, if you're being interviewed.
At that age, I wanted to lie for him.
Yeah.
I was like, I want this kid to get a shot. He was the nicest one of all our friends, always letter by the law, the type of guy that checked his mileage on his gas tank. Like he was.
But the thing is if you're being interviewed for security, invariably it's a friend. You know,
yes.
And so you
character.
You feel the need to get. Well, this guy did. He says, "Well, I don't know that I'd trust him with that."
Yeah, yeah.
And so
he was burning him. He was doing. He's like, "Man, that guy left this. He thought is this booming record business."
Right. And that was another great thing. And I said to record player Ralph, I said, I said, this whole thing with the millennials, this your business must be booming. He says, "Yeah, business has picked up, but I hate the millennials."
And I
said, what happened? He said, the other day this girl come in, and that's what he said, this girl come in with a Crosley record player, and her problem was a CD was stuck in it. First of all, a record player shouldn't have a CD player built in, and it's only $80 at Walmart, and I have a $100 minimum for repairs. And she says, well, what can I do? And I said, I'm going to give you $10 worth of free advice. And she said, yes. He said, there's a hardware store, Brown's Hardware. I share a parking lot with it. Go buy a $10 hammer, and I'll show you where to hit it to get your $5 CD out.
Really?
And then throw it away.
How do you hit it?
I don't know.
Do you just knock it, and it just... But
yeah, I think he's kind of intended for her to
break it
open.
Just destroy it.
Yeah, and
no, I would have bought the hammer and hit it. I'm an idiot.
Look for the magic spot.
I'm an idiot. I'm like, I could buy a $7 hammer, and maybe there's like a trigger release when I hit this at a certain level once it's booting up.
But here's the button on the story is I don't think this guy is going to get a security clearance.
Also, I hate people that don't respect their customers. These millennials.
Yeah.
Business is booming.
Business is booming.
Because these jerks.
But he couldn't wait. He couldn't wait. But I also think he saw in me a kindred spirit.
Of course.
He saw an old man.
You're not old.
But he saw old. And you know, let's face it. I have an old soul. And so the cool thing is that when all was said and done, got this thing in line so it's going to be fixed. And I called my dad, and I could almost hear him smiling over the phone. And he's glad that it's still around. And so that's very, very cool because he associates that when we were before we were broken home. That was a long time. He spent a lot of money
the happy
back
times
in
with your mom.
Yeah, so it was very cool. It was a neat moment. He liked it, so I like that. And also, a shout-out to the Sony Corporation, who after 30 years are starting to press albums again.
Again?
Yes. And
huge.
I also found that there is a company in Merrifield that found unused record lathes in Mexico and are having them shipped back into the country because they stopped pressing records like 86.
What are record lathes?
The machines that cut the album, the actual groove cutters. And so the company's all sold them to people in Mexico, and they've been unused for 30 years. They're buying them back. The vinyl revolution is happening.
It is here.
And it's happening at my house. So come on over.
Okay, so... when you pass,
yes.
Who gets the record player?
See, this is new.
And mind you, Rob's in his 40s.
Yeah, but
I know the Spiwaks call dibs on everything valuable.
This is weird because this is a new item that's been added to the kitty.
Yeah,
the kids left.
Who do you think?
Julia will want this.
Julia Guglia.
Yeah, Robert will just want. He'll want the records because he can sell those easier. Make some fast coin off Dad.
Well, congrats. It seems to make, it's making you happy, man.
It's very, very cool, and it's a fun step. And also, it softens the fact that we sold something, that something new is coming in.
Let it go. It was a dollar to your cousin. Jesus.
I still softens. Have it. Still have the dollar. But really, you want the baseline? It's another win for Carrie. And that's what hurts the most.
Well, she's been winning her entire life.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, tough luck. I've been waiting for stuff my entire life, too. All right, when we come back, Oscar and Laundry.
Yes.
It's exciting news. We'll do it after this on the Mike O'Mara Show. Hey. Hey, you. Yeah, I'm talking to you. Remember when you used to listen to the radio? I mean, you used to like to listen to the radio. You liked the songs. You liked the disc jockeys. You liked hearing stuff on the radio. Those days are gone, right? Wrong. Because Rob Radio is back. It's radio the way you remember it. And you can listen this Saturday morning and every Saturday morning on The Wave in Ocean City. And if you're not in Ocean City, you can listen on 971thewave.com or download their app. You can take Rob Radio anywhere you go. The Rob Spiewak Show and you, perfect together.
Rob Spiewak!
All 80s tomorrow, check it out, good stuff. Now, those records that I'm going to play, I buy them all on Amazon. Amazon has everything, and I want to say thank you. Got a great letter from listener Lee Ferris, who we met in Las Vegas.
Woo!
He was on vacation in Hawaii, realized he didn't like his camera, sat poolside, bought a camera on Amazon through our portal, had it shipped to him at his hotel.
That's awesome.
They got it to him fast enough that he was able to take vacation pictures on the trip.
Bitch.
That's amazing.
And it was a Sony A6000.
Oh, so beautiful camera. Damn.
Very, very generous, well Lee. Thank you for going through our portal. Now, July 11th is Amazon Prime Day. They're already posting deals that you can get. Check it out. Save yourself some money, but here's the most important thing. Access Amazon through our website or through our app because it means the world to us and it changes nothing for you.
You know what I bought on Amazon Prime Day 3 years ago?
What?
Or 2 years ago? A SUP board that you stand up and paddle.
Oh, I thought it was the way you greeted people.
No, 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 SUP. No. Like a stand-up paddle board.
Oh, stand-up. Now
yeah,
I get it.
A SUP board.
So the thing about
For
Amazon,
the Potomac River.
The thing about the Amazon Prime is your
price was amazing.
You will find stuff you didn't know you needed. Yeah. Like Oscar's SUP board.
Well, look, it was $800 originally. I think I bought it for $359.
If you find one like that, now it's worth between $5,000 and $6,000. Just like my turntable.
I've got to restore it.
It's a restored SUP board.
You anyway. Had a SUP Sam's.
Anyway, Amazon.com. Click the link at MikeOMaraShow.com or use our app. Changes nothing for you. We appreciate it. It's very important. Now, Oscar, you come in every day with beautiful clean clothes.
Yes.
Like, just like a prince. And yet you have clean. No washer or dryer.
All right, so we moved into our home 2016, end of May, right? So let's say June, right?
Right.
So now we're going July, we're going into roughly our 15th or 14th month in our home.
Okay.
So a year and some change.
Right.
And halfway through living in the tiny house.
Yes.
We realized that there was an issue with the washer dryer, which is a combo unit. It was from like 1940s.
You should have had Turntable Ted restore it for you.
I wasn't going to take it in because it wasn't a family heirloom and it didn't look like it worked very well.
It was very cool. It was very retro looking.
Yes. Couldn't figure it out. Essentially, it was too much of a pain. We ripped it out like it ripped everything else out of my house.
Yeah. Throw it in with the radiators.
You ask, how have you guys been doing laundry? So Shannon, God bless her, has been taking the laundry to her work where she is the operator of a yoga studio and just doing the laundry there. Right?
Because they have facilities.
Yeah,
they
have, like, they do towels, just all they do the entire time. So finally, a month ago, Shannon's like, because we've been trying to see when we were going to remodel the back of this house to put a washer dryer in for years. Probably not going to happen this summer.
Or any summer.
We can't find anybody that'll do it. Like, everyone's booked.
And also, isn't it an odd space? It's not easy to deal with.
Yeah. It's the whole thing. So finally, she says, let me just get the washer dryer put upstairs. She goes, I'm tired of looking like I'm homeless and we don't have, like I'm living out of my car.
Right.
Or you and I are both living out of the Avalon.
Right.
The 81 Avalon, whatever it is, 2001. And because every time my coworkers see me, I'm carrying laundry in and out of this place.
And a roll of quarters.
Now, we all know people that have done this. They usually are in their, like, I would say early 20s, late teens, and they're in college. I remember being at WVU, and we didn't have a washer dryer, and we had to go to the laundromat, and that was like every Sunday, and everybody's like hungover.
Oh, it's the worst.
Or trying to figure out how to get hammered in that laundromat.
Right.
Now, laundromat, no big deal. Like, everyone's there for the same cause. For some reason, they got to wash their clothes. I don't even think it's a bad thing. Like, that's actually a good solution.
Right.
Especially with the age of smartphones these days. You can actually do a lot of laundromat,
you can do something,
What I wasn't banking on is my girl getting to a level where she finally is embarrassed about this.
Okay.
Now, I don't give two Fs. Not because they're not, like, if we had a washer dryer here and I saw Rob come in here with laundry all the time, I would make fun of him. Yes.
Sure.
Because I'd say, you cheap bastard, put a washer dryer in your house.
Right.
But if he said, look, man, like, every dollar counts, that if we do something, it's like the butterfly effect in my house. You change one thing, it changes everything.
The butterfly effect.
It is. It really is, right? So I walk in and Tony, master carpenter, trying to help the house out.
Is he going
to
build you a washing machine out of wood?
Multiple iterations. No, right. But he's got a little, he's got like a hit squad that walks, that like a plumber, electrician.
I got a guy for that.
Well, he's got a, I mean, they are all great at their jobs. It's just they do it on their own timeline, right?
Okay, I'm with you.
Which I'm fine with. So Shannon's finally been coordinated with Tony, and I walk in and she goes, you know, so-and-so is here and we're going to have to build like basically a bulkhead into the wall to get the washer dryer upstairs. So it turns into a 30-minute conversation about, are we going to move the washer dryer upstairs or are we just going to keep it on the first floor?
Oh, okay.
Right? I don't know anything about plumbing. I just know that with a small house, you don't want more built onto the house.
Right, exactly.
And especially the interior, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, I watched Tiny House Nation yesterday on...
you and the rest of the world. I never miss it.
Well, they had a whole new series out of the new season, right?
That show makes me so sad.
No, I get excited because you find out, like, you find options. You're like, oh, we could do this or we could do that.
But those poor people.
No, they choose to unplug. Like, their houses are $35,000 and they have 500 square feet.
Mm-hmm.
Oscar, don't you already live in a tiny house?
We're looking for ideas. That's the whole point. Oh. I'm not looking at it to size
down.
And
then the intern busted it.
Yes, yes. Thank you, Ashley. And so I said, 888 square feet, we don't need to build into the house.
Right. What you need is a way to maximize the space you have.
So, I think that at this point, we got to get a washer dryer.
Yeah.
Are we going to do the bulkhead upstairs? Maybe. I told Shannon we just do it, put another washer dryer where we currently have it. It'll probably be cheaper, right?
Right.
And she says, I don't like the idea of cooking and folding laundry at the same time. And I said, because the kitchen is small and that's where you would do it, right?
Peach, you don't do either.
Stop. Yes, I told her that. I said, you do Blue Apron.
Oh, yeah.
And we do
that's
it on the grill
true.
Outside.
Okay,
we don't have a stove either. Like, we don't have anything.
What?
Hold it. No stove?
No.
You do have an oven.
No. We have no oven, no stove.
What do you do? A microwave?
We have a little Cuisinart oven looking thing that we rock all the time.
Sure.
And then we have a two top burner where she makes the Blue Apron, right?
Okay, well, that's your stove.
Yeah, that's a stove.
But you don't
but
have,
we don't
as
have a proper
a
stove.
Proper, okay,
yes,
okay.
We just don't.
So you must love grilling season.
Oh, I love it. Like, it's super, it's easy. The grill's right in the back. I don't want people to bitch about it. It's just the easiest thing in the world to walk outside.
Yeah, that's easy.
But, like, the reason why I bring this up is this. A, is she really embarrassed or is she just tired of hauling all this laundry?
It is a huge extra step. Now, because I remember a time when I lived...
I don't mind people seeing my drawers. I'm pretty clean.
Yeah, of course. Hygiene, A1. But yeah. I used to live in a house where the washing machine was not on the level as the bedrooms. And even just to have to haul laundry, you know, down one flight of steps is a hassle. You want to be able to go from your bedroom to the laundry room right there. But to move it to another location... That's laundromat inconvenience, and that's what she hates.
I
think. I doubt she's embarrassed.
She said she's embarrassed. And I kind of would be after a year.
You
think? Like, you guys are getting married, but you don't have a laundry machine?
Laundry machine.
Laundry machine.
Like, you don't have a washer dryer?
I think that she's probably just, I think she's sick of the hassle, yeah.
I just said, I'm tired of not having a dual income. That didn't go over too well.
She didn't go for that?
No. I was like, you know, do you want the world, but you're just doing down dog and woman warrior 1, 2.
Down dog.
Maybe what she should do is make her use less laundry. Give her a quota. You can have 3 tops this week. You can have 2 pair of pants.
It's not hard. She's got a uniform. It's those black yoga pants and whatever top comes over that day.
Or she could go down. She could go down to the Potomac.
That's the
washboard.
I did bring that up. I said, you know, my mom used to have to go down to the Rio Mamoré and wash clothes. You know, she didn't like that comparison.
No, I didn't like that at all. So are you going to go for a washing machine and are you going to do it in the near future? You know what?
It could only be 24 inches wide.
What about?
Because it's got to go up the stairs.
And you got to worry about the door opening. How much room do you have for that door to open?
Yeah.
We're going to do one of those little barn door things.
No, but he's talking about the door on the actual washer and dryer. Now you don't have to get a front loading washer.
You get top loading.
Yeah, but the dryer is going to have to be front loading because I think they all are.
But they sell. So I think the one solution we found for up or downstairs is the guy that's stacked together that looks like it's from 1950s.
Yeah.
That guy.
Yeah.
I think that you would
doesn't
be...
look cool, but
no, it looks very space-age.
Apparently they're tanks.
They're great.
I think you're making...
It's like a Crosby turntable with a CD player.
I think I just hit a hammer.
Like Crosby?
A Colby.
Crossley.
Crossley.
Hey, come on in. Gotta hit it real hard if you want it to work. Look at this. It's a machete banana right in my washing machine. I think you are making, and I offer this opinion as simply an opinion.
Yes.
You're making an error most grievous by putting the washing machine upstairs.
Why?
Because... if it leaks,
that's what I said.
Yep. It's coming down and it's going to ruin everything.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And you've got
it's
this
old.
House.
Everything's old.
Everything's old. And I know it's a spite house, but it's still standing.
Yeah.
And they designed it to have the washing machine, at least one iteration of your pre-Civil War house.
Yeah.
The washing machine was designed to go in the kitchen.
All right, we'll look into that.
I think it's important.
Bet it's going to be cheaper. I know you're listening, Tony. Remember, budget.
And you know what? You could use the
and
dryer.
Tony's been great.
You could use the dryer to warm like appetizers.
Yes,
just like wrap up some bread.
I'm already embarrassed by my house. One more thing to talk about and say, oh, like I want people to walk out and say, can you believe they have to cook and do their laundry in the same room?
I love the fact that the one time,
like, I want them to judge me. Judge me all you want.
I drive by your home.
I'm paying the bills.
I literally drive by your home every day.
Did you see the doorknob?
I did. Looks great.
Right?
Yes.
It's like we're people.
Almost.
My mom would say like classy people. My mom would call it la gente.
What is that?
Like, it's a la gente. She'd always say this term when we were kids. She goes, como la gente, which is maybe like act like you're somebody, right?
Okay.
Now that
sense.
Doorknob means like we've arrived.
I am somebody.
My name is in the phone book.
I say, it's this kind of random publicity that is going to take me to the next level. No, I drive by your house every day, and every day I marvel at how narrow it is, and every day I think, all of your friends that know and love you on this show, and only Pony has been to your home.
Yes.
And
yes.
That one time,
oh, that one he shot in the wild.
He texted me a photo, and I believe the caption was, can you believe this?
It's the worst.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
It's
very
it's like it's efficient.
But it's like you see. It's
very
what,
nice, Pony.
For those
it's
of
efficient.
You that watch that Tiny that House means. Show yeah. on A&E or Travel America, yeah. wherever it's on, like you would be amazed what can fit in a space. That when you have to make it work.
Yeah,
this
I
is
mean,
true.
You can only live to your limitations.
When
you
I take my bike out from the backyard, it hits both sides of the door. Like I have to like put it at a 45 degree angle to get a bike out. That's how like narrow it is.
But you're making it work.
We're making it work,
and it's appreciating.
Yeah, and again, I feel for Shannon that she's been like essentially like muling all this laundry back and forth for years.
Sure.
It feels literally years.
Yeah, I know.
Going
yeah.
to second year. But it's not that bad.
You know what? But there is a way you can solve it. And you just say, you know what? I know you don't like doing this. Anytime you get sick of it, just take the laundry to my mom's house.
I've told her that.
Yeah, but you know she's not going to do
I
that.
I love hanging out at my mom's house.
Yeah, it's really not her scene.
I don't know
though.
If she loves that, though.
Not her scene, Daddy-O.
Yeah.
So
that's probably also my mom saying, oh, if they just had a dual income. You know what I mean? That's like really throwing in my mom.
Yeah.
I remember my dad asked me if we were okay with money because we were going over doing our laundry there like 2 years ago.
Right.
And I was like, no, we like coming and hanging out with you. You have more efficient laundry machines. And he goes, oh, Scott, do you need a loan? You know what? I'm the worst.
No, I think you're the
fine.
Best.
It's the worst.
And you know what?
Pretty embarrassing.
You have a wedding coming up.
Yeah.
Maybe
yes.
someone will get you a washer
dryer. Send the
dryer.
Vendors over.
Vendors. Vendors. And also send a tubing. And
a washer and dryer would be great. I didn't think about that.
Yeah. A washer or a dryer.
We'll
don't
do
be greedy.
We'll do a Kickstarter.
One or the other.
One or the other. If you had to choose one, which would it be?
I think we need both.
But if you had to choose one.
Oh, we need wash because we could always be classy and hang dry things.
Hey, Granny.
Yeah.
Granny.
Some clothespins.
Run the clothespins.
I tell you what. If someone gets you a washer, I will buy you clothespins. For a wedding present. All right.
Oh,
when
God.
We come back, Oscar Rotzi for the weekend.
Yes.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Back after this.
Let's get to know our friend at KCJJ, Steve Bridges. Did you know that Steve has been on the air since 1965? That's nearly 100 years. He is a member of the Iowa Rock and Roll Hall of Fame. He got the nickname Captain Steve when he served at Pearl Harbor. Steve invented the phrase, the 10th caller wins. He wears glasses not for vision, but only to make himself look smarter. Steve played Mickey in the popular 1950s show Circus Boy. His cartoon-styled voice inspired the character of Joe Rocket. And he owns and operates the mighty 1630 KCJJ, the terrestrial flagship broadcast home of the Mike O'Mara Show since 2009, which happens to be the best show on KCJJ. Thank you, Steve, and thank you, KCJJ. You are the best.
1630 KCJJ.
You know what I see when I look out on the city?
What do you see?
A lot of sad faces.
No.
Yes, and I'll tell you why.
Why?
Because they know that when this Friday episode is over, there's no more Mike O'Mara Show for them this week.
Oh, boo-hoo. Wait.
What?
What?
What? There's one more.
There is one more.
It's called the bonus show.
Yes.
And it's great.
But it's not just one more. It is a completely uncensored show.
It's like this show taken to the next level. No spots, no commercials.
Yeah.
And also, it's with no interruptions, you never know what direction it's going to go.
The exact place our intern Emmy can tell us about the other vending machines in Japan.
Emmy Uncensored. It's the best bonus show yet.
And then we ate the Oreos at the top of the tower.
In the rain.
In the rain.
In the rain.
So romantic.
You can get the bonus show at our website. It is a pittance, and it really is the engine that drives this show.
$1.99, people.
That's it.
You can't buy a cup of coffee, literally.
Yes.
For that much.
And you get access.
Or the little cookies they sell down there, the shortbread cookies I buy all the time and don't tell anybody about. Mm, yes.
Yeah. Madeleines.
They're not $1.99. They're more.
They're more. You have to do the greater than sign. Go to MikeOMaraShow.com, click the bonus banner, and you'll get access not just to this week's bonus show, but every bonus show. If you like this show, you will love the bonus show.
Get on it.
All right, pep talk over. Now, here he is. Sparkling clean, even though no way to wash or cook in his home. It's Oscar Santana.
Aye. Fellas.
Washing machine.
Yes. Look.
Look.
For those of you out there that don't
hey,
care
listen.
About this next story, I get it.
All right.
But I'm going to give you a primer so you're hip at the copy machine next time somebody brings this up.
All right.
Black China and Rob Kardashian are on the outs.
Yes.
And you may wonder, well, Oscar, why do I need to know all about this? Because there's a celebrity triangle outside of the Kardashians.
What you need to be is culturally literate.
Yes.
And this is important at the company.
And Black China is not racial. That is her name.
Right.
All right? So we're not just calling out, like, names.
Yeah.
So,
I thought that's where Emmy was this weekend.
No. She went to white Japan.
Oh, okay. Different.
Rob Kardashian yesterday went on Instagram. He's now banned, by the way.
Yeah, he's a one-bead Rob.
For revenge porn, he found out that his baby's mama has been cheating on him.
No.
And he found pictures that she was sending to guys, random guys, and then took a screenshot of those pics and then put them on Instagram.
Now, I know this is a loose use of the word celebrity. But she is a celebrity.
They all are in their own right.
She should know better than this. You're gonna get caught, BC.
Yes.
I like to call her BC.
BC. BC's now in even more trouble because you know this isn't just about celebrity. They've got a kid together.
Oh, it's bad.
And they also have a kid. She also has a kid with Tyga.
Yes.
Right? The rapper Tyga.
Yeah, he's a hip hopper.
And the custody of their son, King Cairo, is now in jeopardy.
I'm sorry.
Hold it.
King Cairo.
King Cairo?
Yes.
Like a double Egyptian thing?
Ashley.
She's going to get the kid, right? Like, he put revenge porn out. She's going to get the kid.
No,
right?
No. This is the other kid with the other. She's got two kids by two babies' daddies, as they would say. Yes.
Oh,
yes. Yeah.
I imagine one gets it for Thanksgiving.
But if you're following
Christmas.
Robert Kardashian or Rob Kardashian on Instagram, he's no longer there.
He's using other platforms.
Oh, no, he's been banned. He's been banned.
Oh, will Facebook take him with open arms?
Yeah, if you're looking for everything else, including little Reinhardt from Overwatch character pictures and studio pics, go to Oscar F. Santana.
Yes.
Please, on Instagram, right there.
He's my favorite guy to follow.
Well, Rob, you're prolific on it.
I love the gram.
I see record players. I see your family. I see your dog.
Very, very popular in the 65-plus demographic on Instagram.
Oscar F. Santana, please. I'd like to get 3,000 followers for once in my life.
Yes.
I've been hovering around 2 forever.
Maybe you could boost those numbers with some revenge porn.
Yeah, of washing machines.
That worked for you.
That we use somewhere else.
That's how I did.
Terry did it.
Revenge laundry. Okay. Fellas. Remember the Spider-Man, the actor that portrayed Spider-Man who was in The Social Network and then...
Garfield.
Yeah, Andrew Garfield.
Andy Garfield.
I didn't mind that Spider-Man. Homecoming's coming out this weekend, right?
Yeah.
With a new actor. He's British. But Andrew Garfield was the previous Spider-Man.
He hates Mondays and loves
lasagna. Did you like that Spider-Man? It wasn't critically acclaimed.
No, I didn't like him.
He was brooding. He was a brooding Spider-Man.
Yeah, I like the...
like hate the world emo Spider-Man.
Yeah, I like the happier, nerdy Peter Parker, the first one. What's his name?
Tobey Maguire.
Tobey Maguire was a great Peter Parker. But I think that film was on the cusp of the special effects being effective.
Yes.
And that's where that movie suffered. But I think it was a good movie.
So Andrew Garfield now in the midst of this new reboot. And yeah. I think this is some conscious, or maybe he's in the news again because of the new Spider-Man with the new actor.
You become valid all over again.
He's going through some sort of backlash because he says that, and I quote, "I am a gay man right now, just without the physical act."
Is he... Huh. Just a cry for attention?
This is the backlash behind it.
Okay,
right? Like, so you're gay man. Like, this is like, I've that lady that appropriated black culture.
Oh, yeah.
The first thing I think of, I'm like, she feels black, but she's not black.
Right, but she's saying she is because that's the way she feels.
Yeah.
So but he's claiming to be gay, but he's not.
I quote, "I'm a gay man right now, just without the physical act."
Huh.
I don't think you have to be physical, because people learn they're gay, at least in my eyes, at a very young age.
Yeah,
you don't have to be physical that point, right?
As soon as you know.
But he's a grown man.
Right.
Isn't that more like bi-curious? Is that a better word?
Maybe. But it's
Ashley,
also...
you might know better.
Yeah, what's
your
take?
You live a lifestyle.
Well, he's definitely not bi-curious, but he's... I don't know.
He's not a gay man, right?
I don't know if you could call yourself gay if you don't find yourself sexually attracted to the other.
Has he been?
I mean, I can see a man and be like, "Oh, well, that guy's a dreamboat."
Thank you, Oscar.
Like, yeah.
Does that mean I'm a gay man? Like, what's the story?
No, but that doesn't mean you're a gay man.
No, it doesn't mean you're a gay man.
Does
right?
Has he ever been
other things?
Has he ever been like linked up with an actress? Does he have any?
Yeah,
famous
he was.
Flames?
He used to date the girl from Spider-Man.
That's what
and
I thought.
La La Land.
Yes. Yeah. So,
what's her name? She won them Academy Award.
It's just the La La Land girl.
Oh.
That's her name.
Better than this. Somebody
Emma
look it up.
Stone.
I'm sorry, Emmy.
Isn't it Emma Stone?
Yes, thank you. Emma Stone. Yeah, look at that. The young mind.
Yeah. Working so much faster. This to me, if he is gay, God bless him. I wish him all the happiness in the world. But that
you can't say I'm a gay man right now just without the physical act. Like, I don't know what that is.
And you see, I'm straight, but I've done the physical act of gayness. So I don't know what that works out. But I think that this seems to me, look at me.
Yeah.
That's how I read it.
Yeah.
But if he is truly gay and that's his lifestyle, bless his heart. I wish him all the best and all the happiness.
Yeah. I kissed a girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, right?
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed a little strange. Now, this is a good story from Hollywood. Ryan Reynolds helps a teen get revenge on her ex-boyfriend.
Nice.
In the world of Instagram and the world of Facebook and Twitter, I can't imagine breaking up with someone and then going to their page and seeing how happy they are now without you.
Tough. Gotta be tough, right?
Like, I don't like.
You'd be distraught.
I mean, I just can't imagine. Like, MySpace was bad enough.
Mm-hmm.
So, imagine going to your ex girlfriend's page and seeing a picture with her and dreamboat Ryan Reynolds.
That would suck,
right?
It would absolutely suck.
Yes. So, it says here, and this is from his Twitter account at Van City Reynolds, right?
Okay.
It says, I quote, "My boyfriend and I broke up a few days after prom, so I decided to edit the photos a little with @VanCityReynolds, she tweeted.
Right.
The two photos caught Reynolds' attention, who replied Wednesday, we should Photoshop me over this year of over his yearbook picture next time, right? So the girl was sweet enough to take his head,
right,
put it on the prom pics of Ryan Reynolds, put it on the prom pics, and then Ryan Reynolds, because he's just awesome.
The best.
Mm-hmm. He retweets them like they were real pics.
That is great.
Isn't that cool?
That is pretty cool.
Man.
I would perform the act with him.
You would?
I would. Oh, yeah.
Okay, let's go back to our previous story.
I'm just teasing. I like Pony using the phrase "the act."
Yes, perform the act.
I'm going to perform the act.
I'll leave this with
The act involves tap dancing. I think of it more of a vaudeville act. But
and this is special, hot off the presses.
Please.
Do you remember Bubbles, Michael Jackson's chimp?
Yeah.
Right? I thought he was long gone, dead with, and then that farm in heaven.
I think chimps live a long time.
Bubbles is still alive and well and is the star of an art exhibit opening at this month's exhibit called Apes That Paint. It's to benefit Ape Sanctuary, where Bubbles lives along with other apes who've been retired from the entertainment industry.
Wow, that's pretty cool.
And people say we don't take care of our animals, right?
Right.
Like, again, I know Bubbles from him being Michael Jackson's champ.
Yeah, but I think also that was a sort of the thing where he got Bubbles when Bubbles was like a baby. And then once he got like face ripping age, he sent him off. He stopped being cute.
Other residents include chimps Jonah and Jacob from Mark Wahlberg's Planet of the Apes remake.
Excellent.
And Poppy the orangutan, who played Clyde's girlfriend in Clint Eastwood's movies Every Which Way But Loose.
That's like 40 years ago. That thing is still alive.
And Any Which Way You Can.
That's crazy.
It's wild, right?
You know, like we mentioned Bubbles on a recent episode of Cake and Cookies, is that we wanted to get him a sitcom with Elvis's chimp Scatter. And it was going to be like The Odd Couple, but it was two monkeys.
That is a solid plug.
Well, so the thing is that, so they're actual paintings by monkeys?
Actual paintings by monkeys.
Yeah.
I would love that. I think that'd be very, very cool.
Yeah, you can't go wrong. Again, it all benefits this. Let me get this right. I want to make sure we get the Center for Great Apes. Who knew there was a center for that?
I don't know, but right? I know where we can send our interns now when we're done with them.
How dare you?
Rob Ford?
Insult these wonderful people.
Rob Ford, we have a plane ticket for you. You're going to Los Angeles when we come back. When we come back.
Rob Ford would outlive everyone.
Rob Ford, that's a lovely painting. We have the audio vault when we return, so don't go anywhere. It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hey there, boys and girls. I'm Tony Perkins.
I'm Gary Stein.
And on next week's episode of the show, the conclusion of the Great Gatsby story, which is taking about an hour and a half to tell.
The story's longer than the event.
Also, special surprise guest from Fox 5, Sue Palka. Wonderful.
That's because I'm a nice guy.
Check it out, TonyPerkinsShow.com. Subscribe on iTunes and download the Tony Perkins Show app.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Featuring Rob Ford. You mentioned it earlier with your kitchen. Blue Apron.
Yes.
Is so great. It is so easy that even in a comically undersized kitchen,
without all the tools you need to cook,
you can make magnificent meals. Their mission is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone, and they are doing, quite simply, it's the better way to cook. How do they do this? They support a more sustainable food system and set the highest standards for ingredients for the community of home chefs. Each meal comes with a recipe card and pre-portioned ingredients and can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. How would you like vegetable tostadas with summer squash, poblano peppers, and cilantro rice? Or peach honey glazed chicken with mashed sweet potatoes, collard greens, and Thai basil? Unbeatable. Plus, Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they will make it right. Keep in mind, all of the stuff is pre-proportioned. You don't have to measure. You don't have to do any of that. It's ready to go. Check out this week's menu and get three free meals with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/TMOS. You'll love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. blueapron.com/TMOS. Blue Apron is quite simply the better way to cook.
Rob, Oscar, can I be selfish here and ask for a shameless plug?
Please do.
You know how our NOLA show is completely sold out?
Yes.
And it's sold out, like, I would say, 6 months ahead of time.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. Big O and
so
Dukes,
now we actually have to do it.
Big O and Dukes doesn't experience that same success.
Not that phenomenon?
No. He's rat bastards. Our listenership. I know there's some cross-pollination here, so if I could, if you don't mind.
Of course.
We have a live show on August 25th.
Okay.
It's not sold out.
We need to sell this out.
Please.
Folks. Give Oscar some peace of mind.
August 25th, Jam and Java local show, D.C. All right? Big Owen Dukes live. You can get it right there, jamandjava.com. You cannot go wrong.
That's Vienna, right?
Vienna.
Plenty of free parking.
I know
parking.
You hate
great,
Vienna.
No, great
solid
venue, though.
Venue in Vienna.
Great venue.
Yes.
Great venue in Vienna.
We'd like to be as successful, or at least partly successful, as the Mike O'Mara Show.
Make it happen.
I mean, I get ticket counts from Dukes every week, and I'm like, please. We have to do something.
Please. Please.
These live shows are fun. It's the summer. I know you guys don't care. We care. Start caring.
Please care. Care
please.
For Oscar.
Thank you very
desperately.
Much.
Well done. If you break into a house, choose wisely. That's all I'm going to say.
Oh, my God. Yes.
This is a great story.
Especially in this age of cameras.
This is from the Kelly Lee Show. Regis isn't on anymore. Now it's another fellow who used to be on American Idol.
Ooh.
Yes. But this is Ronda Rousey tells this story.
Oh my God.
And it's a fascinating story.
We stopped by the house right before we were going to leave for the airport. And then right when we got to the house, we realized we were robbed. And someone had been squatting in my house for like 3 days, sleeping in my bed, stole my Olympic ring, stole my guns.
What?
Stole
what?
Like, yeah, all my precious jewelry, every headphone in the house.
What?
Like,
you're lucky that he had the ring on him, or that would have been gone.
Yeah, yeah, I mean, definitely. Think about it.
Did they catch the person?
Well, I mean, we have security cameras, so then we looked back at them and we saw that they were a bunch of kids with skateboards, and there's a famous skate park right across the street because we're in Venice. So, you know, my man's 6'7". He, like, 260.
Oh, no.
He, like, beelines it straight to the skateboard park.
So, here's let's take a halftime here.
Please.
You choose to rob a house. And it's Ronda Rousey's house, and her husband is tougher than she is, and you're caught on security cameras. You wouldn't be stupid enough to go to the skate park right by the house.
Of course not.
No. Wouldn't do that.
Finds the guys right away.
And, oh, no.
Yeah, I mean, he's smart enough to not, you know, in the middle of the...
Right.
He's like, we'll get sued pretty hard. So he found the police right then, and they caught them. And
also, like, the wrong house to burgle is, like, your and your
but
husband.
But they knew
that's
it
like
was
the
my
worst.
House.
Like, they did no
they
research
did
at
There's
all.
There's no way you can't not know it's my house. So it was like, yeah, what little punks.
Like, they didn't even see a photo of you? Like, I would have... If I was burgling your house, which I never would, please tell your fiancé I said that. But I would be like, guys, I think this is wrong. Ronda Rousey's house. We have to get out of here.
Get out of here. Yeah. Right, right.
Yeah, I wish 5 minutes with me was a sentence, but I think that would go under cruel and unusual punishment.
Yeah.
So, but how stupid are you?
I see Sugar Ray Leonard, Tyson, Mayweather, Conor McGregor, any of those pictures, like family pics?
Yeah.
I'm like, I tiptoe right out.
Oh, get out. Get
Yeah, you leave a check for the window.
Like, guys, we got to find a new house.
This is
like,
not,
this
okay.
is not a good idea.
Instead,
these boards aren't going to break those fists.
Instead, they're saying, I'm going to the skate park.
Stoners, man.
That's what it is.
Pot will make you do the dumbest things.
Oscar, I agree.
Hooray!
No, I have a quiz for you.
And that's not against, I want to be clear. I'm pro pot.
Yes.
Just when you're 16 and pot, that equation does not lead to good decisions.
Right. There you are. Oscar, I have a quiz for you.
Yes.
It's a video game quiz. Ooh. You love the video games.
I love video games.
And you're the Tech 411
Overtime.
Guy. Tech 411 guy. They recently inducted some video games into the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Oh, nice.
I'm going to play you some of the songs from these video games. You name the video game.
Okay.
All right. Some of these are old school. Here's the first one. Inductee to the Video Game Hall of Fame.
Asteroids.
No.
Castle. Wait, hold on. Centipede. Pac-Man. Frogger. I'm just naming names now.
No, you're in the right time zone, though.
Damn it.
See, this is sad. This is one I would actually get.
Oh, my God. Pac-Man.
No. The answer we're looking for, Donkey Kong.
Dummy.
Donkey
dummy.
Kong.
Big dummy.
They created the Mario universe.
Yes.
Yes. Okay.
It's Mario.
So,
Mario.
Okay. Luigi. I can say that. Okay. Minus one for Oscar. Name this video game.
Da, 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 da. Contra.
No.
Up, down, up, down.
Tony, you want to help him?
A, B, A, B, start.
No, this is Halo, right?
Yeah, I should know this. I'm such a fraud.
Contra was 8-bit.
To be specific, it is Halo.
It is Halo 2.
Halo Combat Evolved, if we want to be absolutely specific.
Oh, it's just the name. But this,
yeah,
that,
the, first one.
The song is synonymous with that game.
I
right?
would give it to you had you said Halo, but I think...
I
just
said
keep,
Contra, like an
just,
ass.
Just keep seeing Centipede. Maybe
yes.
it'll come up. All right, number three, Hall of Fame video game. Name it.
Centipede!
No.
Oh, damn it.
I'll give you a hint.
Gunsmoke.
Give you a hint. Popular app as well.
Oh. Flappy Birds.
No, it's not Flappy Birds.
Oh, this is Sonic the Hedgehog.
Pokemon Blue.
Oh, boo.
Boo. You're doing great.
That is the worst. I'm such a fraud.
Luckily, in the final round, points are doubled. And you can still win if you can name this Hall of Fame video game.
Gunsmoke.
You keep saying that.
Centipede.
No, it's not
Q-Bert.
Centipede. Q-Bert.
Is this like a classic classic? It sounds like a classic.
It is.
Altered Beast.
No, the answer we're looking for, Street Fighter 2.
Oh,
yes. Oh.
I should know that.
Oscar.
What happened to fighting games? They used to be so cool before.
They're still around.
Yeah, but not, we don't play him the way he used to play him before, you know?
When I was a kid, we had fighting games, but we actually fought. We didn't, there was no video console needed. We just beat the crap out of each other. Let us close with this. Please. Good news. I know we're in summer now, but you know what? The fall's right around the corner, and everyone's worried about getting sick.
According to new research, a press-on patch for the flu vaccine works just as well as a flu shot. You just remove the adhesive backing and place it firmly over your coworker's mouth.
And that's the name of that too. That is your Magic Audio Ball. Have a great weekend, everybody.
Happy Friday.
Yes, and Mike O'Mara back live in studio on Monday. You know there will be tons of great stories. Did you get any update from his 4th of July party? I know he was dropping some coin on some big boomers.
No, it's the last time I heard from him, so we don't know for sure.
Yeah.
It's a man with 2 new hips and 8 fingers. So make sure
we'll
you check it out.
We'll find out on Monday.
Yeah, check it out. That's it, people. Thanks for joining us for another episode of TMOS. Don't forget to update our brand new app today and unlock the live 24/7 TMOS stream. All messages for our weekly mailbag can be sent to me, Rob with 2 B's at MikeOMaraShow.com. Our mailing address is TMOS Box 32101, Washington, D.C. 20007. Thanks again for listening and join us again on Monday for the best part of your day. It's the Mike O'Mara Show. So long, everybody.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.